You're gonna add on? Okay, sorry. What? Okay. So the we were talking about what the Gra holds about Dibur. The first thing he starts off with when he's talking about the first thing he starts off with when he's getting Mazir his wife is the Averis that have to do with Dibur. And it sounds like it's not only Dvarim Asurim, it's in general, and he says that you should be marchik yourself. One of the advice he gives her is to marchik herself from people in general, to stay, you know, by yourself so that you don't run into this issue of discussing things which are inappropriate. And like we said in the Rambam's Mashma, that there's a value to staying alone, kind of, because you may end up becoming getting ashpa from it, being influenced. He thinks, Tom, there's always a risk of getting of being with people. You may say the wrong thing, etc. Now, his lashonas here are very strong. He says, "Umali laharich b'zeh ha'oven ha'chomer mikol ha'averos." The Gra is not, you know, an exaggerator. He doesn't exaggerate. He says, "Why do I have to be mayor here to explain to you how strict and chomer the averos of dibur are?" When everyone knows that they're chomer mikol ha'averos. Okay? So that's a very strong lashon, to the point that I see they even ask a question here, that if it's so chomer, how come there's no yar v'yavar on that? That according to the Gra, that it's worse than every other avera. So maybe it should be in the list of averos that you have to give up your life rather than to be over. So I don't know. It's an interesting question, if it's a question at all. But like upon him, you know, these, like we spoke out, it's the most spiritual part of the person. It's a physical action, but it's coming from the spiritual part of the person. So therefore, dibor is something which a person has to be extra careful about. Now, by the way, it says in the Rabbeinu Bechaya, connecting what we're learning to the parasha. So in the parasha, it says that kiroy etzai in hayu. You know, when Yosef is explaining to Paro what his brothers do, they're roy etzai, they're shepherds, and they and their grandpa, it's a family business. We're shepherds for many generations. Which is why is that important? So Rabbeinu Bechaya actually says that the reference here is to what the Gra is saying. Because Roi Yitzayin are in the Midbar. They're kind of isolated from society. And we don't spend all day hacking around with other people about the latest in X, Y, or Z. You know, so that was part of what he was telling them, which is an interesting point. Now, based on this, the Gra says in Megillas Esther in a different place, the Gra says that because Lashon Hara is considered Chomer Mikol Averus, so therefore when we daven at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we say, L'kai Netzar L'shoini Meira, Hashem, protect my mouth from speaking badly. And he says that's the climax of tefillah. To request hatzlacha in shmiras haloshen, that my loshen should be clean and naki, that is the climax of tefillah. That is like, wow, you know, that if I have that, you'll protect me from everything. So fascinating. Then he adds on, ki amol adam lepiyu. A person is created to work with his mouth. Amru Chazal, shekol mitzvoisav v'teroisav shel adam, einay masbik l'mashemoytzi mipiv. So, meaning that Pashut Pshat, what he's trying to say is that if a person is poigim their mouth, they put, you know, poison in their mouth, the metame, the koch of their mouth, and it's no longer a mouth of kedusha and tahara. It's a mouth that has in it lashon hara. So his mouth will no longer be able to produce proper tefillah and Torah. That's the pashut pshat. So what should you do? Yasim atzmai ki ilim. As often as possible, a person should make himself like an ilim, like he doesn't know what to say. And he should keep his mouth closed like shtei rechayim, like two sides of a mill. The two sides of the mill have to be very close to each other, because if they're not close to each other, then it won't work to grind. Now, I'm not sure why he's using this lashon, but I guess the point, what he's trying to say, is that there is room in between the two sides of a mill to put stuff in, obviously, otherwise it won't work, right? So there is stuff in there. What's in there? What's in there is the wheat that is only getting better when you grind it. So in other words, a person can speak Torah, can speak the things which are going to have value, but the other thing, he has to be very careful what he opens and lets in and out of his mouth. Okay, now he goes on in other places in the Gra to explain the extent of the din that a person will have on their mouth. Now I'm going to read it, and we had a little bit of this in the Evan Shlema. Now I'm going to read this, and we're not going to understand what he's saying. It's Kabbalistic, but let's just read it, and eventually, maybe over the next couple of days, we'll figure it out. B'chol kafakela. So there's a concept of kafakela, which is some sort of Gehenim type of punishment for neshama. So it's essentially a punishment that comes when a neshama is not settled. So the neshama is like, it's like a badminton. It's like, you know, that game that you have a stick with, I think it's called badminton, maybe something like that. And you throw the thing back and forth. So, and it gets caught in a stick and like a net, and it goes back. So the neshama is being thrown back and forth, and it's not being settled in any particular spot in the Olam Haba. So what einshim is a person over to be punished with kafakela? So he says, "Bekol kafakela, hakol behevel pilv shel dvarim betelim," comes from the avera of dvarim betelim. "Bekol dibur hevel," and on any word that a person says which is futile, "tzarach lehiskalea," he needs to be thrown, his neshama, b'seif ha'olam v'atzeif ha'olam. Now, in these Kabbalistic terms, he's writing to his wife, like, this is fascinating. But, and he's not saying lashon hara here. I mean, this is like really very, very, very intense. "V'chol zeh b'dvarim yaseirim." This, I'm talking about things that are not essential. Unessential words, you're just schmoozing around. "Avo dvarim ha'asurim." But dvarim ha'asurim, k'yo lashon hara, v'litzonos, shivois nidarim, machloikes, v'klalais, so leitzanas, lashon hara, speaking, saying shavuos, and engaging in machlokes, uvfrat beis haknesses of Shabbos v'yom tif, specifically when it's beis haknesses in shul on Shabbos and yom tif, al elu. That you're not getting away with kafakela. That's going to be straight up having to go to Gehenim. A person cannot even begin to understand the pain that he will endure for even one dibur. And not, there will not even be one word that is not accounted for. He says it's like these types of birds that Hashem creates that listen to everything you say. It's a pasuk, but he's saying basically it's a pasuk in Kehelas, but the idea is that everything is accounted for. Okay. So like I said, this is pretty intense stuff. I think over the next couple of days, we'll try to flesh out a little bit of a better understanding of some of this, but it's pretty serious. And I think it just gives us an understanding, part of the sefer is like, everything's for real. There's no joking around. You know, everything's for real and everything's serious. You know, that's I think part of the lesson here. So, okay, now, there will not be a shiur tomorrow night. And Mr. Shem, we'll be in touch about Sunday. Okay? So everyone have a good Shabbos.
Thank you,
and we'll be in touch. Thank you. Thanks.